Welcome to Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio, powered by The Barbershop. In this podcast, we'll bring you the latest insights and trends from industry leaders in advertising and marketing. Join us as we dive into discussions that shape the future of our industry.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Advertising Week Europe. My name is Ruth Mortimer, and I am Advertising Week's global president. But what you may not know about me is that as a kid, I was sure I was going to be an F1 driver. So that didn't quite work out due to some slightly destroyed cars that, sorry, Mum, you know, these things happen. But what I have been a really enthusiastic member of is the Drive community, started by Richard and Dave. Now, I don't think you really need an introduction, Richard, although I hear you have crushed a few cars yourself.
It's happened. It's been known, yes.
Yeah, so people...
I did drive a Formula One car.
Did you?
I did. And I drove there to the opportunity thinking, they're going to see something. They're just going to see something in me and think, this guy's got it, hire him. After 10 laps, I had to bring it back in to have the tyres reheated. Dead cool. So much. They've never done that. They've never put the tyre warmers back on.
So we've got two F1 failures. Dave, what's your qualification?
Well, I haven't driven an F1 car. That's not what we do at Drive Tribe, as much as it probably looks like we do. I don't get the behind the wheel, unfortunately.
Okay, so Richard and Dave are really here because you guys are the founders of the Drive Tribe community. Now, perhaps you could start off, if you're in the room and you don't know what that is, give us the details.
I'll kick off, and then Dave, who is the MD of it, will correct me when I've thought absolute garbage. We did have a conversation before we came out. I did say, Dave, you must stop me running away and correct me. Essentially, Drive Tribe, a very potted history, is that appropriate? Yeah. So many years ago, when Jeremy, James, Wilman and I went to Amazon, we thought, hey, this is cool, video on demand, it's kind of new media, this is the way it's all going. And then we realised, well, hang on a minute, there's kind of an even newer, there's an even wilder frontier beyond that. On the internet. And out of that came the idea of founding Drive Tribe as a community. So at that point, we spent quite a lot of money building a platform for it. And it was content sharing and community building. That carried on and it was doing all right, but we realized that the scene was changing and we wanted to make it work as a business. So long story short, Dave came, well, you were already working in the old form of it, but he and I founded DT Digital, which now is Drive Tribe. We brought the same community with us and we've turned it into far more of a business, first and foremost, essentially more of an agency type play. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Like, we went from a platform play at the very beginning where we tried to create a Facebook for cars, didn't quite find the value proposition, switched over at the end of 2021 to a social publisher model, rode on the rails of Meta and Google, and then slowly but surely since that point, we've bolted on things that have organically built our business into more of a media company play, including full in-house production, events, as well as all of our mass marketing and distribution capabilities across all the social media platforms. So that's us in a bit of a nutshell.
And just one final thing. Oh, don't we go on. The YouTube, yeah, that is part of it. That is one of our channels. It's one of the tools that we bring to clients. What it definitively is not, although my little face is on it from time to time, I'm only one of a whole company of faces and names that appear on it. And we've worked very hard to preserve that. I don't want it to be dominated as a brand by one person. It's a brand in and of its own right. And indeed, we encourage the bigger YouTubers, there's bigger names than mine with their own YouTube channels, but we encourage them to gather under the umbrella, if you will, of our brand. That's what we're building very much.
And I'm going to ask the audience, actually, whether they've ever kind of watched, seen, accessed Drive Tribe content. What do you call people for the community? Are we Drive Tribers?
Yes.
Yeah, I've tried. Yeah. Just want to use the correct terminology. So please lift your hand if you are a Drive Triber so we can understand how much knowledge there is in the room.
Yeah, we got one.
Really? Two. Yes. See,
no, there's some over here.
Unbelievable. Weirdly, we did, now we started doing live events and we dipped a toe last year. I mean, we are very conscious in terms of, I mean, this is sort of inside the business. It's probably a bit boring, but we're very conscious the rate at which we grow is very much under our own control. We are pulled along by opportunity. We're not pushed along by money. So we're not chasing crazy growth. We're growing very carefully in a very measured and organic fashion. But seeing people put their hands up, there is a, I want to wave and say hello, because we did our first live event, modest scale last year, bigger this year. And for Dave and me standing on the stage at that, with a couple of thousand people there, looking out. So look at, there you are, actual drive drivers. There you are, and getting them meeting each other and meeting the clients that were working with us, the partners, the sponsors of the event. Everybody felt like they should be there. It felt really unique.
Were you like, there you are, Ricky 67? I knew you were bald.
I knew that all the time. Yeah, it just felt really good for people. I think in an increasingly digitized world, and that's great, it's powerful, it's measurable, it's exploitable, it's agile, it's all those wonderful things. But I think the physical world still matters, and perhaps matters more than ever. And people who've known each other online through our community for some of them 5-7 years, suddenly meeting face to face was really, really powerful. And rather usefully, we got great content out of it, and we'll do next time.
Yeah.
And look, I asked that question actually for a reason, which was to understand the level of knowledge about what Drive Tribe actually does as a business. So, Dave, maybe you could talk a bit through that pivot you made. So you were initially kind of putting out content on social platforms. You said Facebook for cars. What is Drive Tribe now?
So Drive Tribe is a, well, it's at its core, it is a group of enthusiast communities on different channels, supplemented by the live events that we have, the talent, the assets, the cars, and all these things that bring everyone together under one banner. Our view of what we want Drive Tribe to be is a place, wherever that is, whether it's online or offline, that people can come together for the love of cars under one banner, which is Drive Tribe. And we bring together, you know, like Richard says, whether it's the most famous YouTubers, you know, Instagrammers, whoever it is, under one roof, brands that are from across the industry, as well as, you know, consumers, all together in a place that feels very natural and very easy. I think when Richard and I were trying to work out what it should be, I think Richard said something like, it should be the club of for automotive. And I misheard him and thought he said the pub. And actually, I think that's better. I think we are the pub where everyone can gather, drink, and, well, not drink, but the, you know, voice opinions and have collaborative conversations and actually engage in everything automotive. And that's what we kind of feel we are in a nutshell. You know, we're multifaceted as well now, because we acquired a production company, as I said earlier, which allows us to kind of do white label production for clients, and then upweight our production on our side to control our output and how many videos we can put out, increase channels, et cetera, et cetera. And then obviously the event side of things comes together. And then we have talents, obviously Richard, some various presenters, and assets being the cars that are either coming through the Drive Tribe channel, or we've got them coming out of the Grand Tour and Top Gear and the infamy that that brings. So all kind of combined into one. There's quite a lot of substance behind what we do. And when you lift the bonnet, for a want of a better pun.
You said you weren't going to do any more.
Yeah, there's quite a lot there in the end, you know.
You couldn't resist. But look, I think that's an interesting point. So obviously we've got a room with a lot of brands in there who are wondering, how would I work with something like Drive Tribe? How would they?
Well, there's a multitude of different ways. We obviously have these different parts of our business. So we have the in-house production capabilities from, you know, TikTok through to TVC for white label and for Drive Tribe purposes. We also have marketing via our channels and mass distribution. We have the events, and we have the talent and assets that's been leveraged. So it depends what brands, what's the campaign that we're working with? What's the output that they're trying to achieve, but we've certainly seen a lot of brands wanting to really embed themselves within the Drive Tribe world, and actually not just leverage one of those aspects that I was talking about, but go across, build really in-depth partnerships with us, and actually access all of those things across the across a time frame. So whether that's kind of producing content on our channels and then producing some content for their channels, taking our cars to an event they're organizing to get the foot traffic that then it attracts because of the Drive Tribe brand, whether it's leveraging the talent for their own videos. There's a multitude of different aspects, but we're finding more and more brands are looking for that deepen relationship with the creator economy, if you will.
And a lot of what we've been doing over the last couple of years has been really equipping Dave with ever more and more tools to take and present to clients and to say, right, we can break out all of these. And that might start with partnering with us on a live event. Obviously, we will be making content around that event, so they might want to get involved in that. That content we might make directly with them. And as you rightly say, it doesn't always have to sit on our channels. As some of our biggest projects have been with clients for their own channels and their own outlets. Obviously, that production brings with it the sensibilities and creative sensibilities that we've developed over 7 years working with the same bunch of people. Those are the people they want, and they can either access them directly via our channel, or we can point them to their channels, which might be of particular use to them to grow them. So it's that range of tools that complement one another well, which means we can shape campaigns very subtly and very differently to fit individual clients' needs. That's where the fun lies.
So that's quite interesting, because the F1 thing didn't work out and I'm now a nerd. have you got a case study of where you've done this that you think shows off particularly what you can do?
In terms of white label content?
Yeah, in terms of using that whole kind of ecosystem that you have.
Oh, I mean, for Richard's show is a great example. Richard has a show on Discovery Plus, which is called Richard Hammond's Workshop, which is geared around restoration of classic cars. Now, when the commissioning was happening for that show, we went in as Drive Tribe alongside Chimp Production, which is Richard's production company, in order to effectively go for what is termed a 360 commission.
You hate saying that. That's from my broadcast.
Yeah, that's your world. What we did is we said, look, we'll embed our production company within Richard's production company, and we'll start creating content for the social world and for our world in conjunction with the TV series. So you're getting really nice behind the scenes. You're getting stuff that you wouldn't see ordinarily on the TV show, but storylines that also travel across. And then what we'll do is we'll funnel people back to Discovery Plus's platform in order to close the loop to sign up for subscriptions in order to watch the show. So that was a really nice, synergy of kind of things happening, coming together and allowing us to kind of, again, access those different parts and putting them all together into one to create a real content to conversion style campaign for Discovery. And there's, you know, and we've done that for 4 years now.
Fourth season coming up. And just from, you know, I've spent 36 years in media, it was really refreshing to see something new happening. And from the TV production side of my work, both working within my own production company, but working directly with broadcasters, for them to encounter Drive Tribe, being able to be as fleet of foot as we are. We can sit, compared with if I'm with the development team from the production company, we work on a pace of years. We develop an idea, you peddle it around, the commissioners for a year, sometimes two, and then it drops off the twig because there's been a change of personnel or channel direction. Whereas with Drive Tribe, we can ideate something, sketch it out, and we all agreed, yeah, let's do it. And then we do it, which it sat together very well in that world, and has certainly, as far as Discovery is concerned, worked well enough for them to recommission it for this fourth series, partly because, of course, it's digital, it's data-driven, we can empirically prove, right, it costs you this, we delivered this many subscribers direct to your channel, so that's worth it, isn't it? Let's do it again. Which, again, is very different to how the TV and long-form and linear TV world has to work.
You mentioned something interesting at the start. I mean, it was quite unlikely, but I was being nice.
Thank you.
It's my gig. I got to show up well.
You've got to say it was interesting.
Yeah. So it was mildly interesting, Richard.
No, you've said qualified.
Let's bring it down a notch. When you said it can't just be about one person or people. So this is something I think whenever there's someone with a high profile who starts a business, this question always comes up. Dave's worried you're going to crash another car. How have you made it more than Richard Hammond?
It's key to what we're doing has been, in its older iteration, it was less the case. But, I mean, to be clear, Dave was working on the older iteration of Drive Tribe as, I forgot what your job was.
Commercial director.
He was the commercial director and joined when we set up DT Digital. The fact that we renamed the business shows you the intention. We are a business first. We were founded as a business. Dave now MDs that. We were founded as a business with its roots in building a community. Yeah. Because we were founded as a business that was aiming to create a community on its own platform, which differentiates us hugely from other YouTubers and YouTube operations. So we've worked very hard from the start. It is not hung on my stupid little face.
We need to build longevity.
Yeah. And opportunity beyond that. Yeah. It just wouldn't be of interest. For me, it really works.
Yeah.
At the live events. When you see Anning, you see Drive Tribe, and then you see other people's names underneath. And what that stands for is the attitude, the cultural nature of Drive Tribe has within its umbrella at that time these brands or names, other YouTubers, or me, or anybody else, but we're all gathering under the brand. And it was very important to us that we built that to build longevity. But also, I think the market that we're in is expanding and deepening rapidly and hugely. I mean, the media's undergoing monumental sea changes, but so is the subject. In my case, the automotive world is undergoing monumental change. All to the good. We have to clean things up. The industry is amongst many industries that have to clean up, and they are. The technology is already there. We can, we shall, they are. But it's intensifying, I think, as people are increasingly faced with the prospect of the polarization of the issue, particularly by politics and the media, into it's got to be electric cars or nothing. Well, it hasn't. They are a massive part of the story. Of course they are. And journalistically, it's all grist to the mill. It's fascinating. What a brilliant time to be talking about cars. But a lot of people are finding in the midst of all of that, hang on a minute, this machine that enables me, that humankind invented to enable us to pursue everything we need in our lives beyond shelter. The moment you leave your cave, you've got to go and get stuff, whether that's food, resources, heat, a mate, friends, whatever it is, you've got to go and get it. So humankind devised a machine that would enable us to do that. Obviously, fairly quickly, we realized I wanted it to do more quickly than the one next door to me. So we invented racing, and you didn't become a fun driver. But it's an incredibly important thing. And more people are realizing, well, I'm not a nerd. I can't recognize any car by its tail light, but I really like what my car does for me. So we feel our audience is broadening. And at such a time, it wouldn't do to have it hung on my face.
Yeah.
It's got to be a brand in and of its own right with its own values, its own culture.
But we're also slightly different to traditional. We're in the center of the creator economy, but we are different in that we started as a business, as a brand, rather than a content creator who's trying to turn the creator economy into a business. So it is slightly different structure, and it's easier for us to do that. Again, we're behind the banner of Drive Tribe, not behind the banner of Richard Hammond. Richard is the icing on the cake, if you will, for us. And we have other, don't get, you know,
thank you.
Don't hold me to that.
I like that.
But we've diversified in terms of the talent pool that we use. And, it's something that we're trying to make sure that Richard appears, but isn't relied upon, so to speak.
That makes absolute sense, especially since just a moment ago, he revealed he lived in a cave. We have to worry for him.
Drafty but important.
Now, in a few minutes, I'm actually going to hand over to the audience. So if you have questions, open your app, use Slido, leave your questions for Richard. He won't marry any of you, so you just need to ask the good ones about his actual business. Just a warning.
Sweeping statement.
I mean, he hasn't confirmed this, but let's take it for granted. But let's go back. You mentioned some of the new kind of advancements in the industry. One of the big things in the content industry, it's been huge here at Advertising Week, is all about AI, automation, how you create content at scale. How does that look, Dave, for something like Drive Tribe?
Well, I mean, what we're seeing, and I think back in, you know, if we were talking a couple of years ago, I think we would say that content's king, and, you know, and we'd say the actual ideation is the main aspect of kind of how we deliver content. However, now what we're seeing is, in order to get people to watch our content, we're having to go through quite a lot of effort in terms of kind of thumbnail, title, first 10 seconds, hooks, all these kind of things that again are based on data that aren't based on, you know, what we come up with ideation. And actually it's being flipped almost to be ideas out of thumbnail, title, which is brand new. And it's kind of something that we, you know, are really putting a lot of thought into. And, you know, we've got a whole side of the team that is actively looking at every data aspect. And it's not an easy thing. You know, you can't, again, play the algorithm game, because ultimately, you know, it's a fine art rather than an exact science, which, you know, obviously, if you could rinse and repeat certain things that work one time, we'd all be doing the same thing and would be creating content and making money out of it. It doesn't work like that. So what we're seeing is kind of data becoming very, very prevalent, but also needing to marry the two of still having great editorial, great narrative, and in entertainment first, but also bringing the data along with it. And what we're seeing as well is, you know, that second kind of economy sitting behind content creators now and the creator economy, in that there's lots of AI tools out, there's lots of service providers out there that will, you know, are saying they can help you with these things. And it is very new, and we're exploring those options as we go. But it's something we didn't have 2 years ago when we flipped the switch.
So. But the joy of that we've always had is that fleetness of foot. And again, the contrast with my other job with Chimp, making long-form television for linear broadcast, it's so completely different because the fleetness of foot that we can try stuff and we can change it and do, which is great. The idea that you can tune content to make it land where, when, and with whom you want it to, which a broadcaster or an old-fashioned production company ain't no way.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? People have actually asked a relevant question here. I know. So they've said, what does your audience look like in terms of age, gender, and location?
I don't think it's much surprise. In terms of location, it very much follows the traditional kind of Top Gear, Grand Tour audience, mainly UK, US, Big Five in Europe, and then Australia and South America. So pretty straightforward there. In terms of demographic, shock horror, we're heavy on males, and between kind of the sweet spot of 25 to 44. So, you know, it's quite often difficult audience for brands to you know, engage with, and you know, it's a nice audience for us to have.
Okay, great. And where do you see the future of Drive Tribe as a business? Is it going to stay in this current form, or have you got plans to adapt it further?
I wish we could we could have a period of sitting still, but we can't, because it's just a growing industry. I think from my perspective, what we'll see is the market's maturing. You know, our revenue streams are quite straightforward. We you know, it's all underpinned by obviously AdSense revenue, but our brand revenue that we get through our partnerships and different activations that we do is substantial in comparison to the AdSense. So we'd like to kind of bring up the audience view count in order to kind of make them a little bit more equal. But then we also have white label production, which we do elsewhere, and also the event side of things. What we hope to be able to do is really accelerate the event side of things. We're seeing massive demand for in-person activity with the brands. You know, people want to come and look and feel the cars. They want to look and feel the presenters. They want to do all sorts of things. And we give them a platform to do that. So we're looking at serializing those. We're also looking at products, potential kind of co-branded with our partners. We're also looking at things like Fast TV.
We are looking at Fast TV, which would be another string to the bow. Obviously, because Dave is very much from this world, I'm very much broadcasting. There's often some great bits and pieces in between us there. I'd love to turn to broadcasting as well, as somebody who, through Chimp, runs an expensive product development team. I'd love to be able to develop ideas in public. And actually, that's something that could well stray back to your world. The idea that if you want to create something new, in the case of TV, it's a piece of content. It might be a campaign. It might be a product. If we can, because of the engagement we have with our community, create a piece of content around that, which could be sponsored very easily, can sit on Drive Tribe on its own channels. It could then migrate from there to our Fast TV channel as a long-form piece. We still own it. It's still safe. It's also been seen by a great many people, so it's secure. It could then graduate from there to broadcast TV for as long as that's still here, which might be used either to clients or to us or to other production companies. I think what we've built is a suite of tools that are incredibly flexible.
Yep.
And that's what they need to be in an incredibly changing environment right now. So we feel in a really strong position to do it. And I wouldn't want us to neglect a straightforward, old-fashioned, creative production execution. Because I think some of our big clients, like Neo, like the... I mean, we've made some big, expensive productions for clients that haven't been for dropping on our own channels. It's for them and their own. We might then help them direct people to their own channels to see the content that we've made for them. But I think we're pretty hot on that. I think we've got a lot of people who've dealt with that same community for many years now, and there's a shorthand between them and that audience. And I'd like to leverage that further and have more of a straight agency play where it's applicable.
Well, look, this is exciting because I don't think I knew before today that you guys were effectively a creative agency as well as everything else. But someone has asked on here, people keep asking questions. One of the ones I wanted to pick up from Slido was they asked, and I'm going to use a racing metaphor here, but who are your rivals out here? Who are your competitors in your eyes?
It's a tricky question, actually.
Oh, the arrogance. We said nobody.
Yeah, well, I mean...
nobody, baby.
We are a different shape to most people because our business is rooted in being a business from the start. That's what it was built to be. Dave and I have taken the time over the last 3 years to turn it into a properly functioning machine as a business. And that's what we were working on. We didn't want to create something that we'd bumble along hoping to accidentally step on a massive luck mine and blow up money everywhere. We wanted to make something that worked, and it does. But it also has its roots founded in building a community that's still with us, that still carries echoes of me, James and Jeremy and Top Gear and Grand Tour, but has its own flavor, its own culture. So I think we are... Sounds very arrogant, doesn't it? But kind of are unique because anybody who's the big YouTube channels are YouTuber individual led.
Yep.
That's not the same. An agency doesn't have access to our community and our shorthand, our relationship with them. So I think we are kind of uniquely placed. And what makes it, I would say, the most exciting proposition of all is not what's happening to us. We will continue to adapt, adjust, morph into what we need to be to do what we want to do. And that's not because we blow easily in the wind. It's because that's where the fun lies. Everything's changing. But so's our key and core subject, which is only going to broaden our audience. So the space we're in is going to become bigger and ever more important. And that particular collection of people who conform into that demographic are going to be wider and wider in terms of their interests, which puts us in an ever better position.
Yeah. I think Rich has nailed it. What we're seeing in the market is very much from a content creator space is that they are maturing and obviously moving their own brands into less kind of creative, more business focus. And actually, we're slightly ahead of that. We're in the fortunate position where we've got our, you know, the business is kind of set up as a business and, it works quite nicely. So I kind of feel like there's no direct, but there probably is coming because that's, you know, the nature of the beast. It's evolving, you know, as we go.
Great. Now, look, we're almost out of time. I suppose I wanted to ask, Richard, people on the stage know who you are through your broadcast career. You had lots of options, broadcaster, male model, caveman. Why pick this? You've said so many times on this stage, this is a real business. It really matters. Why this?
I love the creative industries. I love the whole broad media space. I have worked in it all my life. So it's 36 years since I was 18. Work it out. And I wanted to, with Dave, build a machine that operates in it. I want to see careers flourish. I want to see new ideas flourish. I don't think there's ever been a better time to be doing, I don't think we could have done what we're doing at any other time. So that's why I could be a television presenter anytime. I've done it. I want to do this.
Excellent. Well, we love the challenge. So last thing I'm going to ask you for, before I allow you to escape is, what's the one thing about Drive Tribe that you'd like to leave this audience with? If they could remember anything apart from your good looks and humour. I mean, if it's that guy's for me, I'll take it. But these guys, they may want more. So come on, Dave, what's the thing you want to leave people?
Well, the key takeaway for me is I think the creative economy is where the growth is. I think from a brand perspective, I think lean into it. Get more involved, get more embedded in it. There's so many aspects that you can leverage that aren't necessarily the things that you see on from our perspective, a YouTube channel. There's so much more to it. And it's multifaceted and lots of opportunities. So lean into it.
We've built a suite of tools to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what's fun.
Great. I think, look, we're just about out of time. I know they said they threw us off stage. Oh, yeah. We've already experienced some injury in life, so we don't want to take any risk.
I do bounce, though. I've proven that.
I know. Well, I mean, you may be the lucky one. Dave and I won't be. Thank you so much, Richard and Dave, for bringing Thrive back to us.
Thanks for coming. Enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio. Stay connected with us on social media using the handle @AdvertisingWeek and visit our website europe.advertisingweek.com for more exclusive content. This podcast was produced by Podcander, the audio conference solution.